You may be aware that President Trump unleashed a tirade against the World Health Organization on Tuesday, essentially accusing the group of being in the pocket of the Chinese, trying to cover up the widespread danger of the coronavirus outbreak. He indicated he wants to cut funding to the WHO. Taking up the lead is Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, who represents Southwest Pennsylvania. He's introduced legislation that demands a probe of the organization's role in the pandemic. Congressman, what's your plan?
Gordon, what I want to do is first and foremost make sure that the Director General, Dr. Tedros, resigns. He botched Corona. He was either grossly negligent or he worked hand in glove with the Chinese Communist Party to cover up this virus. And then secondly, I want us to freeze our funding, our voluntary funding of the World Health Organization, until they have a commission to investigate just how badly the World Health Organization botched the coronavirus.
By the way, who could conduct such an investigation?
It would be an international commission that would investigate what the World Health Organization did. And Gordon, it's fairly easy. We know that back in late December, the Taiwanese warned the World Health Organization that COVID-19 spread human to human. At that time, China was insistent that it did not spread human to human, and they refused to stop travel out of Wuhan. There was an independent study done by Southampton University that said, had China just acted responsibly, even just weeks earlier, and restricted travel, they could have reduced the deaths by 95%. And again, Taiwan knew this, yet China refused to listen. China also refused to allow American scientists and doctors in to Wuhan to help this. And because China covered this up, and because the World Health Organization either was negligent or they were complicit with this cover-up, thousands of people around the world lost their lives.
Why do you think it played out that way?
I think the Chinese wanted to hide this because they didn't want it to appear that they were weak. I think they were also afraid of being blamed for having a pandemic start in China. Mm. And we know they're sensitive because they're the ones that started the propaganda saying that it was the U.S. military that started this pandemic. So we know they went out of their way to deflect where this virus started. But the world knows this started in China. It started in Wuhan. China cannot have revisionary history. So they need to be held accountable for this. And the World Health Organization needs to be investigated for either negligence or corruption. It's one of the two. Either way, there's a lot of blame to go around with the World Health Organization.
All right. So the president said recently that he would like to withhold aid or freeze it or reduce it, whatever, to the World Health Organization. But so people know, he does not have that authority. That authority comes from Congress, which is where you come in.
It does. And what people also don't understand is we fund the World Health Organization through an assessed amount, which is about $100 million. But then the United States does a voluntary payment of over $400 million. Yes. We, the United States, because we're so generous, pay over $400 million just voluntarily above our assessed amount of about $100 million to the World Health Organization. That money could be used much more effectively if the United States uses it to help stop pandemics and not just give it to the World Health Organization that's going to parrot the Communist Chinese Party.
We're speaking with Guy Reschenthaler, congressman representing Southwest Pennsylvania. Speaking of money, change hats for just a moment and, look days, weeks ahead about a potential for a phase four coronavirus stimulus or aid package here.
I've got two thoughts on it. First, let's see how phase three is implemented. Let's not rush into a phase four. We're just getting out the small business loans. We're just getting out the direct payments to people. Let's let phase three work. Second, if we're taking a look at phase four, which we probably will, let's have what I would describe as a skinny phase four. And that would be something that doesn't have the excess of payments to NPR and the Kennedy Center, what have you. It doesn't have cap and trade in like a backdoor green deal. Let's focus on direct payments to individuals. Let's focus on helping small business. And let's focus getting relief to industries that are hurt the hardest by this virus.
Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Southwest Pennsylvania.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.